we're back here on Downtown. Our next guest on the program, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, who just kicked off a brand new tour, Old Black Eyes, is back. He'll bring that tour to Westbrook in early August, and we're pleased to welcome back to the show the great Alice Cooper. Welcome back. You were on about a year ago with us. Good to have you back.
Yes, thank you very much. You would think that we would start figuring out how to not tour, but that's all we seem to do is tour. If I'm not on with this band, with my band, I'm out with the Hollywood Vampires, and that's, you know, it just goes forever.
Yeah, but you got a brand new tour, and it sounds like you've changed things up for the Old Black Eyes Is Back tour. Some deep cuts on this one. You're doing some songs you haven't done in concert for a while.
Yeah, you know, and we really didn't have to sacrifice taking any of the big hits out. I mean, we're doing all the big hits. It's just that we added at least seven songs that we haven't done in years and years. And so the real fan base is very, very, very happy. And the staging now, the brand new staging, it looks like that funhouse ride in an old carnival. You know, one that when you were a little kid, you didn't want to go on because it was too scary. And that's what the stage looks like. And it's kind of like what the show is like.
Now, will you, without giving too much away, will you keep your head about you in these shows?
Well, I think it's traditional now that Alice doesn't get to keep his head. I think the audience would feel cheated if I walked off that stage without my head, you know. That does happen. But, you know, 50 other things happened before that.
I read a great interview recently, and you were talking about the theatrics, and I thought it was a great explanation. You said it always goes back to the lyrics. It's not just doing theatrics, doing pyrotechnics for the sake of the flash, but it's to tell the story.
But it's really all it is, you know, we don't sit and write a script. We just sit there and say, okay, what is the lyric saying here? You know, so if you're saying, you know, welcome to my nightmare, well, you give the audience the nightmare. You know, if you're saying only women bleed, then there should be a reason for that. That would incorporate another actor on stage, usually my wife. And there should be a reason why she's only women bleeds. You know, so, I mean, I look at everything and try to fit the pieces together so that at the end of the show, you kind of go, oh, I get the storyline here. I see what the storyline is.
And you're out there doing it after all these years, but is it safe to say in many ways you're in better shape now than you were when you were out there doing those shows maybe in the 70s?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The Nightmare Show and the Billion Dollar Baby Show was rip and tear. I mean, it was like everything that rock and roll was supposed to be, on stage, off stage, backstage, everything. It was the Hollywood version of it, you know. And it's none of us ever thought we'd ever get to 30. You know, 30 was sort of like, yeah, right. Because half of our friends died at 27.
Right.
You know, and so getting past 30 was like, wow, this is really crazy. Not realizing 40 years later, we're still on tour and doing a bigger show now than we're doing then.
What's the old Mickey Mantle line? If I'd known I was going to live so long, I'd have taken better care of myself.
Yeah, I never sit around and ever say, I wish I wouldn't have become an alcoholic, because it shaped a whole new part of my life that I did overcome that, you know, and drugs and the whole thing. The one thing I didn't do is I never cheated on my wife. I mean, that was like, once I was married, I was married. I never got into that whole double standard of, you know, you're married, but you're on the road. You know, to me, that was marriage. And that's why I've been married 43 years. But in the old days, I mean, drinking, you know, and the party, that just went on forever.
Alice Cooper with us here on Downtown. I saw in the news that the other day when you were playing out in the Cleveland area, you actually stopped into a church and spoke to the parishioners there. And you talked about your marriage and how important that's been, and your faith, and how both of those in many ways have enabled you to be out there and still performing and being at the top of your game.
Yeah, well, Alistair Beggs is an old buddy of ours. He's he was the pastor out there at he's from Scotland. Great, great pastor. I mean, a great speaker. The guy is one of those guys that's just like, one of the 10 best pastors in America. And, I mean, we went to his house for dinner, we played golf, did the whole thing. And he said, do you want to come up and talk about Solid Rock Foundation or Solid Rock Charity that you do? And I said, yeah, that'd be great. So we just got up and told him about, you know, we have this place in Phoenix where any teenager can come up and learn any instrument, learn dance, learn singing, learn all this stuff for free. And what it does is it breaks the cycle of the whole, you know, selling drugs on the street. And, you know, it breaks that cycle. It gives them something else to do rather than falling into what's available out on the road, you know, on the street. So, but it works. I mean, we've been doing it now for years and years and years, and we see the success, you know.
I also saw huge crowds the other day for Alice Cooper Day at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you know, being in the Hall of Fame was really cool. You know, I mean, we never really thought we'd ever be in it when we started out because, you know, you're the Beatles and the Rolling Stones are in the Hall of Fame and Jimi Hendrix and all the guys. And, you know, you never look at yourself ever as being in that class, you know. But if you stick around long enough, all of a sudden your name comes up and everybody goes, hey, you know what? Those guys deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. And you're there. So it's very cool. It's like graduating.
You mentioned the Vampires, Hollywood Vampires, with a new album that came out recently and more original tunes this time around.
Yeah, almost all original tunes. And the album went right to number one in England. It went to number one in about six or seven different countries. So we were just really stoked about that, you know. But it really is a really an original rock band. We started out doing, you know, doing covers for all of our dead drunk friends. That was the whole idea. And then we decided, well, let's write on the next album. Let's go ahead and write stuff. And everybody loved it. Everybody loved the stuff we were writing. So, you know, well, after this tour is over, there'll be about a month rest, and then I'll probably go out with the Vampires then for another month or two.
Of course, we air your show on our sister station, WKIT. That's still going great. Are you still having fun with that?
Yeah, I've been doing it 15 years now, you know. And the great thing about it is when I was first approached to doing it, Dick Clark, when he was alive, he says, if you had a show, what would it be? And I said, I would take it back to 1968, 69, 70s FM rock, you know, where the DJ talks about what he wants to talk about, plays what he wants to play, makes it very loose, very, very disc jockey-like. And he said, well, let's try that. Well, we're on for 15 years now on about 180 stations around the world. I'm on every night in London. I'm on in all over Australia, Canada, Istanbul, of all places. And people just like the fact that one of the critics said, Alice Cooper's show is extremely haphazard. And I went, thank you. That's exactly what I want my show to be, haphazard.
The perfect compliment right there.
Yeah, because I want it to sound like I'm talking to you.
Right.
Not that I'm trying to be a DJ. I want it to sound like I'm talking directly to you, wherever you are.
Last time you were on, we talked a lot about our owner, your friend Stephen King. And I don't think I ever asked you what your favorite Stephen King book is.
Oh, that's easy. Salem's Lot, I thought, was one of the greatest vampire stories of all time. And the original one with David Soul.
Yeah.
And it was one of the scariest movies I'd ever seen. I mean, and I've seen every horror movie. But if you look at that movie, there's six or seven scenes in that that are Toby Hooper directed it and that were really, truly terrifying.
Before we let you go,
Salem's Lot is mine.
All right. Before we let you go, are you getting to play any golf on the tour or do you you go back home and do that between stops?
Well, I play every day. I play nine holes with my guitar player and my bass player every day on the road. And happy to say that when I turned 71, I said, I'm going to shoot my age sometime this year. Well, about 2 weeks later, I had seven birdies, shot 65.
Wow.
Yeah, seven under par.
Nicely done, sir. Well, congratulations.
My normal game is four over, you know.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy with that, too. It's great to talk with you again. We look forward to the show at the brand new venue here in Maine coming up in August. Good luck on the tour. And as always, thanks for making time for us.
Hey, and say hi to Stephen for me, all right?
Alice Cooper with us here on Downtown. Again, August 10th at Rock Row in Westbrook. Alice, what I like about Al, he's just a guy.
Just a guy talking.
Yep.
Guy talking.
Absolutely. And it will be a great show, I'm sure. I have rave reviews of the first leg of this tour that was out in Cleveland and I think Massachusetts with some stuff that he hasn't done in nigh on 30, 40 years in concert.